Nigel Ogden here with The Organist Entertains. Well, I hope you all enjoyed George Blackmore's solo broadcast from the Capitol Cinema Aberdeen last Sunday, and following on from that, later in the programme, I'll be reviewing his recently released LP record to mark the closing of the famous Gaumont State Theatre at Kilburn, North London. Well, Louis Mordish was one-time resident organist at the Gaumont State, but tonight he's at the console of the BBC Theatre Organ with our opening number, Playground. Playground from Louis Mordish. A 1 week today sees the start of the annual electronic organ trade fair in London, where all the various manufacturers' star demonstrators will be wearing themselves out for a week or so. Well, among them, I've no doubt, will be Mike Hall, who joins us now playing the Elka X705 and his arrangement of Mack the Knife from Kurt Weill's Threepenny Opera. Thank you. Mike Hall on Elka Electronic with Mac the Knife. Well, many of the star names from the organ world were, and indeed still are, a dab hand with a pen and a piece of manuscript paper. And here's a composition, perhaps not as well known as some, but nevertheless very effective, I think. It's the Pipe Organ Blues, composed by Al Bollington, which I recorded when we were down at the Thursford Organ Museum. Yours truly at the Thursford Wurlitzer. Well, it's always sad when a cinema has to close, particularly when it's a magnificent building like the Gaumont Estate Kilburn. But after almost 43 years as a place of entertainment, the doors were finally closed in September last year. As the future of the fine four-manual 16-rank Wurlitzer was rather uncertain at the time, it was suggested that a farewell LP record should be made at all convenient speed. And who better to do the honours than George Blackmore, who, although never resident at this theatre, has had many happy associations with the organ. And indeed it was George who persuaded the BBC to recommence outside broadcasts from the Gaumont Estate in February 1963, after the organ's 9-year absence from radio. Well, I personally always felt the State Wurlitzer to be particularly well-suited to George's style of playing, and I think there's more than a touch of sadness to be detected here as he bids a last farewell to the organ with a magnificent arrangement of Jerome Kern's Can I Forget You? George Blackmore's final performance on the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. The record is called A State Farewell and is on the Alamo label number AL1017. Alamo AL1017. A superb record from beginning to end and a must for all theatre organ fans. Incidentally, the Wurlitzer is still there in the empty building awaiting further decisions from the owners. Well, while you've got pen and paper to hand, let me give you some concert information for the forthcoming week. This Tuesday, the 11th, Ernest Broadbent plays the Thursford Wurlitzer at 8 p.m. And on Thursday, the 13th, at the Silver Jubilee Club West Hallam, Brian Sharp at 8 o'clock. At the 3J's Gomersall, next Saturday, the 15th, John Whiteley presents a Youth at the Console programme at 7:15. And at the Brentford Music Museum at 7:45, Ina Barger. Finally, next Sunday, the 16th, our old friend Robin Richmond swims across the channel to play at the Worthing Assembly Hall at 2:30. And at 2:45, Foley Bates will be playing the Cinema Organ Society Compton at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham. And finally, at 2:30 next Sunday, Hector Oliveira at Manchester Free Trade Hall. Right, back to the music and The Enchanted Goddess from Louis Mordish at the BBC Theatre Organ. Louis Mordish and The Enchanted Goddess. Now, I make no secret of the fact that one of my favourite composers of all time is George Gershwin, which probably explains why nearly all my recording sessions seem to include one of his compositions. On this occasion, a song called But Not For Me, played on the Thurswood Organ Museum Wurlitzer. Thank you. Well, that's about all we've got time for in today's programme, but I hope you'll be able to make it again next Sunday afternoon at 5:35 here on Radio 2, when I'll be back along with producer Peter Pilbeam and the rest of the gang. My thanks to them for their help with today's show, and until next week, keep yourselves fit and healthy, and from me, Nigel Ogden, bye-bye for now.